You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
On the 17th of September, on our story of the day, that day, we mentioned that the government announced an array of steps, including removal of withholding tax on masala bonds, relaxation for foreign portfolio investors, that is FPIs, and curbs on non-essential imports to contain the widening current account deficit, or CAD, and check the rupee fall. The decisions were taken at a meeting chaired by Prime Minister Narendra Modi to review the prevailing economic issues. This was the famous weekend meeting that had to be convened in the face of a sinking rupee. One of the steps has now been enforced. The government has hiked import duty on high-end consumer items, including washing machines, air conditioners, footwear, diamonds, and importantly, jet fuel. If you have any intense air travel planned for the upcoming holiday season, perhaps you might want to rethink it, because it's very likely that air ticket prices will take off. My name is Rakesh, and you're listening to Money Control.
Editor's pick of the day.
Import duties raised on 19 items. Flying could become more expensive.
Well, let's run through that list of items which have import duties increased upon them. The changes in rates will be effective from the 27th of September, that is today, the Finance Ministry said in a release, adding that the total value of imports of these 19 items in the year 2017-2018 was about 86,000 crore rupees. Let's start with the list of items. Air conditioners, household refrigerators and washing machines less than 10 kilogram will now face a basic customs duty of 20% from the existing 10%. This may well be the result of the consumer durable industry lobbying the government for protection against Chinese imports. Speakers, radial car tyres, bath, shower bath, sinks, wash basins, etc. made of plastics, articles of plastic made for conveyance and packing like boxes, containers, bottles, etc., tableware, kitchenware, household items of plastic, miscellaneous items of plastic like office stationery, fitting for furniture, decorative sheets, statuettes, etc., trunks, briefcases, travel bags, etc. will all face customs duty of 15% from the existing 10%. For all the diamond fans out there, non-industrial diamonds, that is cut and polished diamonds, meaning other than rough diamonds, half-cut or broken semi-processed diamonds, lab-grown diamonds, cut and polished gemstones, will all see a hike of duty from 5% to 7.5%. The jewellery segment is further hit, with articles of jewellery and parts thereof of precious metal or of metal clad with precious metal, articles of goldsmith and silversmith wares and parts thereof of precious metal or of metal clad with precious metal will all see hike in customs duty from the existing 15% to 20%. Compressors for air conditioners and refrigerators now face duties of 10% from 7.5%. And finally, in a hugely significant move to the aviation industry, aviation turbine fuel, that is ATF, which thus far faced no basic customs duty, will now see a duty levied of 5%. Significantly, gold has been spared from the list. Well, there you have it. If you want to zip around across the world lugging expensive luggage, wearing diamonds and Louboutins, desiring those oh-so-desirable plastic statuettes draped in plastic decorative sheets, things just got more expensive for you guys. Prashant Deshpande, a partner at Deloitte India, went on to say about these moves, and I quote, "The significant increases in custom duties of selective items, which the government perceives to be non-essential imports, appears to be aimed at reducing the drain of currency reserves and boost domestic demand," unquote. Another expert said that the government's decision, though significant, is not surprising, as India is looking at discouraging import of so-called white goods and other items perceived to be used more by the affluent class. Prateek Jain, partner and leader at PwC India, went on to say, and I quote, "The message is clear. Local is the new global, and if the local market is to be accessed, then more value addition should take place in India," unquote. This development, of course, comes after the government announced a five-point strategy to arrest the rupee's slide after the meeting that the Prime Minister Narendra Modi took with Finance Minister Arun Jaitley and officials from Reserve Bank of India, among others, on the 14th of September. On this very topic, we had done a story of the day that day. So what are those 5 points and will this strategy really work? If you want to know more about it, I would recommend you to that podcast or the article on the website. Coming back to the meeting itself, Modi met top finance ministry officials to review the current economic scenario to work out a strategy to bolster the market's confidence and improve the macroeconomic scenario. The measures included, to give you a quick recap, removal of withholding tax on masala bonds, relaxation for foreign portfolio investors, and of course, curbs on non-essential imports to contain the widening current account deficit, which we all know has widened to 2.4% of the GDP in the April to June quarter. And this was, of course, also done in order to check the rupees fall. These measures are likely to have a positive impact to the tune of $8 to $10 billion, said the government that time. Now, despite a robust GDP growth and falling inflation, India is facing the threat of a widening twin deficit. It's not just current account deficit, there is also a fiscal deficit. These are, of course, led by a clamor for an excise duty cut on fuel, as the falling value of the rupee against the dollar has made petrol and diesel more expensive for the common man. Weakening domestic currency against the dollar has also hardened benchmark bond yields that have surged to their highest in 4 years, apart from, of course, escalating import bill and depleting foreign exchange reserves. India's current account deficit, which is the difference between exports and imports, deteriorated to 1.9% of the GDP in FY18 from 0.6% in the year before and is forecast to rise to around 2.8% in the current year. An uncertain global environment with fears of a trade war, emerging economies like Argentina and Turkey running high current account deficits, experiencing their currencies depreciate sharply amid interest rate increases by the US Federal Reserve, higher crude prices have all weighed on the Indian rupee and the Indian current account deficit as well. The Indian rupee is down about 13% since January this year. India's foreign exchange reserves have also fallen below $400 billion for the very first time since November 2017. These increased duties are likely to yield about 4,000 crore rupees in revenue. Aditi Nair, the principal economist at ICRA, speaking to the Economic Times, went on to say, and I quote, "The hike in the import duty on the identified non-essential items is likely to have a modest impact on curtailing the size of the current account deficit in FY2019, which we currently estimate at around 2.8% of the GDP," unquote. Among the sector's hardest hit is obviously the aviation sector, and already suffering aviation sector. Air travel is likely to become much more expensive for the common man. With the imposition of customs on ATF, airlines would look to pass the costs on to passengers. Rising fuel prices, intense competition, and an inability to pass on spiraling expenses have been negatively impacting the domestic airlines. In recent weeks, the airline industry has indicated that air ticket prices could go up in October when peak travel season begins. As early as the 10th of September, SpiceJet's chief Ajay Singh had indicated that fares could be hiked in the next few months. He had said, and I quote, "It is also important that we increase yield and pass on some of the costs increases to the customers. We hope that can happen in the next few months," unquote. Sharad Dhal, COO of Yatra, also echoed the sentiment and added that the silver lining, though, in this situation is that with peak season kicking in, we are likely to see increase in prices and strong loads as well, and that would provide relief to the airlines, unquote. From the consumer durable sector, the impact, at least according to some industry wallahs, is not going to be much. Kamal Nandi, business head and EVP of Godrej Appliances, speaking to DNA, said large-sized televisions and refrigerators sell only 1 lakh units and constitute 1% of the overall sales. He went on to say, and I quote, "As far as our industry is concerned, large-sized front-load washing machines are the ones getting imported, which are very few in number as compared to the overall size of the market. Moreover, as the consumers of this segment are value-driven and not price-sensitive, the increase in custom duties shouldn't impact the sale for this segment," unquote. And finally, how did the stock market react? By midday today, expectedly, aviation stocks dropped sharply. Shares of Jet Airways, Interglobe Aviation, that is Indigo, and SpiceJet fell as much as 4-6%. At the time of my saying this, Jet share price had fallen as much as 6.64% on the Bombay Stock Exchange to 179.15 rupees, its lowest in over 6 years. In early morning trade, Interglobe Aviation, which operates Indigo, declined as much as 4.1% to 818 rupees, its lowest since February 2017. SpiceJet shares hit their lowest since February 2017, dropping as much as 3.9% in early morning trade. Reuters reported that brokerage HSBC cut its target on SpiceJet to 70 rupees from 100 rupees, but maintained its hold rating. HSBC raised concerns over the fuel price hike and rupee depreciation for SpiceJet, said the launch of airlines freight business could add some pressure on its profitability in the short term. Shares of Titan, meanwhile, gained more than 3% on Thursday as the government did not raise import duty on gold from the existing 10%, contrary to speculations. The government has instead raised import duty to 20% from 15% on jewellery and to 7.5% from 5% on cut and polished diamonds, which is unlikely to deter the customer, says Bhaskar Bhatt, MD of Titan. He went on to say, and I quote, "Large part of the import is gold, where the import duty has not been touched. It is a wise move by the government as it will garner more taxes given the weak CAD position. As of now, the marginal increase in import duty is not going to affect the industry much," unquote. But went on to add that the Indian consumer had paid much more for gold and jewellery, and that the imposition of these new duties on diamonds and coloured gemstones and jewellery are not going to dampen the sales during the upcoming festival season.
Editor's pick of the day.
Import duties raised on 19 items. Flying could become more expensive.
Well, there you have it. All the money you can save on not flying, I guess you can spend on gold and jewellery. But it's going to be a difficult time for those aficionados of plastic statuettes and decorative plastic sheets. We hope you can cope. Thank you for joining us.
This has been today's Editor's Pick. And you've been listening to Money Control.